Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
Menopause is coming and the men have all left town, but I'm not giving up until I see that baby crown. 39 and single, can someone help me out? He could be bald and bearded, short or tall, funny, smart, love basketball, from gay to straight, black to white, tiny eyes with an underbite. I just need sperm.
Everybody, and welcome back to Spermcast. It's been a fun and very, very busy week, so there's no time for updates. I'm just going to jump straight on into this interview. But if you want updates, you can wait until next week's episode, or you can tune into my Patreon at patreon.com/spermcast to find out what exactly is going on. Hint, there's a lot. But after last week's episode, I think you can probably guess what's going on. But, you know, still go to patreon.com/spermcast anyway and sign up and subscribe for a dollar or two a month and get all kinds of extra content. Or, you know, wait for next week, like I said, whatever you want. Okay, anyway, I'm so excited to bring you this episode because it's out of control funny, or at least it was to all of us when we recorded it and to me while I was editing it here. I'm going to listen to this episode every time I feel down. So, Amanda and I got to interview Mo Welch. She's a very funny stand-up comedian, artist, and author. And Sam Martin, a very funny writer for the Nickelodeon show Henry Danger. Mo and Sam are married, and when we recorded this a few weeks ago, Mo was almost 9 months pregnant. Ooh, it's very exciting! Stick around to the end of the episode for an update on Mo and Sam's, you know, find out what's happening. Mo's pregnant, everyone. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
What?
Yep. I'm here with Amanda, of course.
Hi.
And Sam.
Hi.
And Mo.
And
Martha.
My fetus.
And your fetus. And Martha the dog.
Who is also my fetus.
Yeah. How old is your fetus? I mean, should we get to know you guys first or the fetus?
I feel like the fetus is more interesting.
Oh. Well, I'd like to get to know you, Mo.
Aw. Well, we're 3 weeks and 4 days away from the due date.
What's the due date?
September 7th.
Aw.
Yeah.
Virgo,
baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, really?
You are? Mm-hmm. I thought you were a Leo.
No. You're a Leo. Happy
I'm
birthday.
Offended. Thank you.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, aww. Happy birthday.
I cried.
What?
You did. You I have one of those blues. Like
I do. Yes. I get the birthday blues, and no you matter do? How hard I fight it, there's just a point where it just all comes down.
I think as soon as the sun is setting on your birthday and you notice it setting,
yeah,
you have to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't cry on my birthday.
It's because you're a Virgo.
That is so Virgo of you. Our baby is never going to cry on her birthday, yeah. Except the first one.
I always have some sort of breakdown on my birthday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what sign are you?
Taurus.
Okay, so I don't know anything about zodiac signs except for that Taurus and Leos and Geminis cry on their
birthdays.
Oh,
yeah. Virgos they're steel will. They never.
They're comfortable with their age.
Yes.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah.
So jealous.
I'm really comfortable with my age. Do you guys mind if I ask how old you are, or is that something you don't share because you're in the entertainment industry? Oh my God, she's making the worst face. We're not talking about age. Forget it. Let's just move on.
I am in my 30s.
You're way younger than me, is my point.
Yeah, but you're a Virgo. It's like Virgo is just like, don't even have an age.
Virgos don't. They love aging. It's one of their favorite things. You cried when you were young at your birthdays.
Yeah, because I wasn't old enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So you cried even though you're pregnant. Because it feels like if you're pregnant, it's like, well, I'm doing something.
Yeah. It's
you mean you're accomplishing something?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was hoping for.
She has a project going.
Yeah.
She has a project in development.
I was hoping for that.
Yes.
But I think that also your hormones are out of control when you're pregnant. And so...
You never heard that before, Amanda?
News to me.
Sorry if this is a teaching moment, but...
there are truly moments where I'm just like, I don't know, like, you can just, I'm just like, yeah, my hormones are crazy. That's why I'm being like such a bitch. But then I'm like, no, I've done this before. Like, this is just my personality.
So you two are married.
Yeah.
You got married a year ago.
About a year and a half? More than a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's funny. I just made that up. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
You said I don't know when you got married.
With so much confidence that I was like, maybe we did get married last August. Like, we got married winter solstice, December 17th.
Ooh.
21st. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
December 17th, I was saying, of 2017.
Mm. Oh, I get
don't
it.
Don't edit that out because she's an idiot.
Oh. Everyone should know. Wait,
cut. We got married December 21st in the year of 2017.
Wow.
Anno Domini.
On
AD.
Oh, the AD.
Mm-hmm. I pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, I always thought it was Anno. No, you're right.
Cut.
Redo.
We got married on December 21st.
December.
December 21.
Ooh.
2017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anno Domini.
Anno Domini.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
I don't know.
Since
I don't know why I put
words.
It out there. With
she
no confidence.
She went to private school, and I'm embarrassed for her.
Me too. That's why we know.
Oh, that's why I love you.
I've always, there's something about you. Yeah, there's always been something about you.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell that your parents like spent a lot of money for you to go
totally,
to school.
Totally, absolutely.
Yeah,
they care about you.
Are you Ivy League?
No, the Ivy League of Performing Arts, New York U.
That's pretty good.
I like to say New York U because it makes it sound cooler than
it kind of does.
Where did you go, sweetie?
Cornell U.
Cornell U.
Oh.
CU.
CU.
Oh my God.
CU Ithaca.
Oh.
We're never going to get anywhere.
We're never going to get anywhere. Well, before we get started, there's a couple really funny stories about Mo. And I think we need to talk about them.
Okay. I'm into it.
Well, the first story was when I was about 34 years old, I think. No, 35. Can you tell me what you received via text from a male friend of yours?
From a male friend of mine. Well, what's great about that is that I was like seeing this. I had a live-in girlfriend. And I lived at her apartment because it was nice and I didn't have anywhere to stay. But it was like the middle of the night and I looked at my phone and it was a dick pic. It was my first dick pic.
Oh my God.
It was a penis pic. And like, I was like, I honestly was so tired. I just like put it back down. But then, and I just like went to sleep. Yeah, like I get them all the time. I'm just like, oh, this will.
I can't deal with this right now.
I can't deal with this right now. I'm in REM.
Yeah. But I would.
Wait, what time of night was it?
I was sleeping. I was like, I was in bed and I was laughing because I was like, what if like my girlfriend woke up
and just your live-in girlfriend
at a penis?
But you knew who it was from.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember this. I was around during this.
Yeah.
So the crazy part about the story is, well, I mean, you can tell it, Mo.
Well, I mean, okay.
Because you've told it on stage in stand-up shows.
Yeah.
You told it on like Conan or something.
Yeah, I told it on Conan. I was
oh my God.
I actually don't, I definitely didn't ask permission because I don't think I need it because it happened.
Yeah.
But first of all, he is a friend and so sweet. And like, I missed so many calls because I fell back to sleep. And there were so many like texts and calls and emails, like emails from our other friend that was like, oh my God. Like, he was like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Like, he was so apologetic. And then had our other friend contact me and was like, he didn't mean to do that. Are you okay?
Friend? I don't know about this other friend.
Yeah. There is another friend in there. Yeah. And I was just, and then I was like, oh yeah, it's cool. Like, I don't know why I'm just like not fazed by anything. And, I was just like, no, it's cool. But the reason he sent it to me is because my name is Mo and he was trying to send it to Molly. And they're very close.
It was also my first dick pic. And I didn't
get it. Oh my gosh. Let me see if I saved it.
No. Oh my God, I don't want to see it. What the next time that you saw, can we say who it is?
No.
Okay. The next time who you saw this guy, was it weird?
No. I don't know why. I'm just like, what? Maybe it's because it's like a bro thing where I'm like, yeah, I saw your dick. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like a, like,
oh
I don't
my
know.
God. Okay, well,
it didn't
can I tell you about
me.
It from my perspective? Okay. We were sexting.
obviously. Yeah. It didn't come out of nowhere. But I had never, I don't think I'd really sexted with anybody before. And we didn't live very far away from each other. Mm-hmm. But we had just, we were just in the, in a very brief time having this sort of affair with each other. It wasn't an affair. I mean, neither of us were with anyone.
Right.
So anyway, this sexting was happening. And I don't know if you know this, but while you sext, you can also masturbate.
So you were waiting for it?
I wasn't waiting for it, but I was having a good time, like, waiting for him to say something, right?
Right.
And he was saying, we were saying things back and forth, and suddenly he stopped, and it went silent. And I'm like, come on, send me something, send me something, send me something.
Oh, my God.
And then I get a screen capture of a picture of his penis and the texts that he was sending to you saying, Mo, wake up. Mo, please wake up. Oh, my God, Mo. Please. He was saying, no, Mo, please never wake up. Never wake up.
Never wake up.
Oh, he's so lucky it went to Mo, who, like, doesn't care. And not
his mom.
Yeah.
Texting is so scary.
Really is so scary in those moments. And you realize the power that we have.
Oh, my God. And just, like, all the group threads that are happening and then group. Like, I don't know. Like, I just really try and stay away from any, like, shit-talking over text.
Yeah.
Like,
I think everyone has a group thread.
But otherwise, she's always shit-talking.
Yeah. She's like, over podcast is fine. Can we say his name?
Well, yeah, and I don't think I ever got. Yeah, I never got.
You
never.
You only
him.
Got that screenshot.
But at least you got to see this.
I got and I zoomed in
and
for
you
sure.
zoomed. Good.
Hell yeah.
And you saw it in person. I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw it all right. I saw it. Yeah. Oh, you should have seen it. Oh man.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's the first story. The other story, Sam, I don't know if you know about this. Do you know about this?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
All I've heard is
she doesn't
that I
know
may
a lot about me.
Oh my God, Sam.
No, I don't inquisit.
I'm scared. You might beat me up.
Okay. Ooh, I've been looking to get into this is for another story, but I've always thought to myself, like, I don't think I'm ever gonna fight. I don't think I'm ever gonna fight.
Same.
And I
You're
don't
looking to get into it?
Want to. But I do think to myself, I think about things like I'll never be able to grow a handlebar mustache. And it's not necessarily things that I want to do, but I like I don't think I'm ever going to. Okay, anyway, what I'm saying is we're going to fight.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I'm already fuming.
Tonight is the night.
You haven't told me this story.
Oh my God, Mo. I mean, Sam. Oh my God. See?
Oh man.
It's already too much. I'm already scared. Okay. One morning about 4 years ago, I woke up from a dream about Mo.
Oh, man.
And I'd never had a sexy dream about a girl before.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel so special.
I woke up and I said, my God, I'm gay. And I thought I was gay for about 2 years.
It changed.
I mean,
so it changed your, like,
because
sexuality.
Because of that one dream?
You became
this
fluid? Or you were
made me fluid for a year or two.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Damn, I want to meet Dream Mo.
Yeah. Was it before
Wait,
or after
and so
this?
Then I texted our mutual friend that had sent us the dick pic. Mm-hmm. And I said, does Mo have a girlfriend? And he said, no, I don't think so, but let me check. So he texted Mo. I remember all the details, Mo.
I love this.
He texted Mo and he said, do you have a girlfriend? She replied, no, why? He said, I know a girl that is interested in you or something. And then you wrote back, if she's straight, she's just a tease or something like that.
Oh, that sounds right.
Damn. Or something like Good that. One. And he told me that. And so here's what I did. I texted Mo, I'm not a tease.
Oh, my God.
I'm shaking. Look.
Oh my God, you really are.
My hand is shaking because I'm scared of you, Sam.
But that is
oh my gosh.
And you guys, Sam is huge.
Yeah,
she's so buff.
I know she asked my age and I didn't reveal it, but I'm 60. I'm a CrossFit teacher.
Oh my God. You had so much confidence. Like, I'm so proud of your confidence.
I'm proud of your confidence too, honestly.
I'm sweating so bad. But how did you know you weren't a tease?
Because I was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know,
I was like, because this dream was hot, and then we get, oh, let's get into the dream.
Was I playing basketball? Okay,
Molly has taken off her flannel and tied it around very loosely around her waist.
Molly knew to wear flannel. She's like, did I say 2 years?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So then I told Mo I had a dream about her in this text, and I told her what happened. In the dream, she pushed me up against a wall. We were both wearing
Oh my God, that is so her move.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm just kidding.
And it's so PG, this dream, too. She pushes me up against the wall. We're both wearing loose sweaters.
Oh my God, this is so lesbian.
And then she, and I told her that, and she wrote, sounds like me. No, I wrote, we were both wearing loose sweaters and no bra. And I'm telling her this, thinking that she's going to want me or something. And no, she didn't. Well, I don't know what you felt, but
I don't remember.
Oh, honey, push her against a wall. Come on. She's sad.
Put a loose sweater on.
No, we were wearing loose sweaters and no bras. You pushed me up against a wall and put your hand up my shirt and then made out with me. And
just tickled your belly button a little?
Yeah, just a little in my belly button.
That's not my move, by the way.
And then was I wearing basketball shorts? And you made it into a joke, and I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
She's not interested. Yeah.
Well, I do know that I was going through this, it was right before I met Sam, because I said, I'm not going to see any girls who are straight. And people can do that, and that's fine, and I have done that, but I was just, in this moment where I'm like, I'm really gay, and I want a girl who's really gay, and that's just what I want, because I don't want to worry about it.
And Sam is really, really gay.
There's no one gayer than Sam.
You can't see this, but I have a tattoo on my forehead that says, if you're straight, you're just a tease.
You two are made for each other.
Yeah, exactly. She knew when she saw my forehead. I said, my eyes are down here.
Well, I do feel like the basketball league made kind of everyone a little bit gay.
It would have made me gay.
Yeah.
Because we were all hanging out with each other. We were meeting all these cool women. And I just
I'd never
know,
been around so many lesbians before.
And everyone was just so nice and cool that we were all kind of thinking, well, I could do this.
Yeah.
And then when I called my mom that day and I told her I was gay.
Oh my God, right away.
Full gay?
I said, Mom, I think I'm gay. And she goes, I can't relate.
So, Molly, you really thought you were this was going to be
I just thought my world had opened up and
right.
Everybody was an option to me all of a sudden. And I was really excited about it and I wanted to tell everybody.
I love that you went, it's so...
and then I go, how do we tell Dad?
So unusual to immediately just be okay, well, I haven't kissed a girl yet, but I'm out to my parents.
Yeah, I kissed a couple in college. Does that count?
But even women who are... realize that they're gay at a young age and are, gay for longer than 2 years. Even they sometimes don't come out as full gay right off the bat, the morning after the dream.
Molly has a lot of confidence. It's really learning.
I love it. You're all in.
You know what? It's not confidence. It's I don't fear rejection because I've had a lot of it in my life and I'm still okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Virgo.
That's a really nice Virgo thing. That's a nice way to be.
I do. Yeah. I think reject. Yeah. I think that everyone at this table can take rejection well because
of this industry.
Because of this industry.
Yeah.
Because we've all, yeah.
Yeah.
Never experienced it, but I've heard stories.
Sam immediately successful and gay.
I was born gay and successful.
You guys are too funny. So another thing that happened that year because of this dream, because I was questioning my sexuality, is that I decided to freeze my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Mo.
Oh my God, all because of my loose sweater.
Yeah.
And we don't know about the basketball shorts.
And then you said, were they riding down or what was it?
Sagging.
Sagging,
Yeah. Classic, my basketball shorts.
She was clearly saying, I'm not interested with her responses.
Yeah, you don't want to hear the term sagging when you're trying to sex with someone.
I'm embarrassed for my former self.
Was this before the dick pic or after?
After.
Oh, this is after the dick pic. Wow. Yeah.
Well, we did share something very special.
A dick.
Yeah. So you froze your eggs.
So I froze my eggs. That froze my eggs in LA.
No, it's amazing. You asked? Great.
Yeah.
You stayed in LA to freeze?
LA is the place to freeze.
A lot of people do destination freezes.
Yeah, I had looked into it before, but I'd never really taken it seriously. And then about, you started a whole waterfall. Wow. Well, domino effect.
That's the laugh you want on there.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Anyway,
we'll find it.
Domino effect. And I did see some girls and I was like, okay. Oh, nice. And then I froze my eggs and then I didn't have to worry about whether or not I was going to find a man or not.
Yeah.
Although maybe I should have kept worrying because here I am and I still don't have one.
It must be nice to take that off your plate though. And to just, because it's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. Like I need to meet someone in order if I want to have a family. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. It's taking control. Yeah. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt?
Egg freezing?
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, a whole process. It's not like painful, but it's not comfortable. You have a lot of injections in your belly, but they're fine once you get used to them. And then you have like your ovaries are swollen for a while. They put you under for the retrieval. You're uncomfortable for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like your ovaries are still swollen for a couple weeks afterwards. So you can't like run around and I don't know. Feels like you're just really bloated or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh, that but actually making me sick.
That sounded
painful. Keep talking about it. Let's get her to puke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Amanda, it's what everybody goes through when they do IVF. It's the first half of IVF.
I know. Oh.
Have a baby now, Amanda. Hurry up. I got to tell you, last week I realized I wish I'd done this 5-10 years ago. What was I fucking waiting
for? The whole
for?
Thing.
I'm no better off than I was 10 years ago. Why didn't I just do it then?
We do convince ourselves. We're like, well, when I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to be ready to have a baby. And like, we thought the same thing. We're like, I didn't know if I was like ready. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do it because I just don't want to be in, I don't want to be like 5 years and it might be a little harder and let's just do it. And the career will just have to like follow.
Yeah. And it will. It will.
Some of the best advice that I ever heard, which doesn't sound like good advice, is, it's never a good time to get pregnant, so it's always a good time to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never, you know, the ideal time, so you might as well.
Are you going to tell that to, like, 16-year-olds? My sisters are both teen moms. Like, they're teen moms.
Oh, wow.
And so I just can imagine that, my teacher said there's no bad time. There's no good time to have a baby.
You're mostly right, Sam.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're like 80% right.
Yeah. Like after 25.
Starting after at 25. 20. Yeah, after 25.
When your brain is fully developed, as I learned from Amanda.
I don't know where I got that, though.
I think it's true.
Oh, no. I've heard that, too. 25.
It's like 24, maybe, 24? Is when your brain stops.
Yeah. I throw around that fact a lot.
Yeah. I'm a late bloomer, so probably happened 27 for me.
She just made a really cute face, like, who, me?
So you guys just decided to do it, but you had some good circumstances coming into it, like a gay best friend, Sam.
Yes, that's true. You know, Mo and I, we literally on our first date, I had these like three questions that I decided after having like a slew of just like bad dating experiences, I decided on these three questions that I would ask everyone on like a first date just to like get the answers off the bat. And one of them was,
you were sly though. It's not like you were,
I was sly. I didn't say, and now for the three questions. And then a light came to us and you know, no, I slyly asked three questions. And one of them was, do you want to have kids? Because I just always knew I want to have kids. Always, always, always. And so Mo said never. No, she said definitely.
Oh my God.
And I was so.
I was like, definitely. And I'll carry first.
Yes. How's your 2019 looking? Yeah. So we got married and then pretty quick. We got married in December of 2017. We all know this. And then a month later, we both went to a fertility clinic just to like get
Oh yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah,
and we got tested. Yeah, you get like we both
FSH
got our
levels.
Yeah, fertility tested, I guess.
Yeah, and got some blood work done and it was a competition. We really,
yeah,
you know,
who won?
Mo won barely. We decided to, yeah, we decided that you would go first just because you're a couple weeks older. And it's, yeah. And also because I just want to meet, like, I want a little Mo baby so badly. Aww. And
oh my goodness.
Then we were thinking about, you know, we tried it the natural way with each other for a while.
We scissored for nights on
end. We tried for, I'd say, 3 or 4 months every day. And then... both quit our jobs.
It really drains the relationship.
It drained, yeah, yeah. It really, oh my God. By the end of it, you are so tired and have so much trouble walking. Yeah. But anyway, finally, one day I woke up and I Googled and I was like, oh, fuck, Mo, you are going to be so embarrassed. but I do have a gay best friend.
But our don't, like, oh, our yeah. First we were going to do the anonymous route.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. So we looked up all the, you know, we got like the memberships to the anonymous sperm banks and like, yeah, you know, we found like a couple of people who were like, oh, that kind of looks like Sufjan Stevens. Maybe we should pick him.
You know? Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah. But then I think what, like, I there's like obviously no judgment for it, was just wasn't for us because I just wanted to know what their vibe was. Like, if yeah, they could like talk to another person, if they were sweet, you know, yeah, and you just can't figure that out, you know, with one of those. Yeah. But I mean, most people I know who have done that, their kid is so sweet. So, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm sure it's fine. But
I mean, it's
just
definitely not my first choice. That's why I did this podcast, so I could find a known donor.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But then it just didn't work out. I mean, I had two guys. Do you know anything? I can tell you if you don't.
No, tell us. Yeah.
I had two dudes. I got pregnant on my fourth cycle, but then I had a miscarriage, and by that time, lost both of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like, I needed to stay focused on the goal here. It was, I just needed to have my baby, and I'm getting older, and I'm going to be 41 in a couple of weeks. So after I didn't have any donors anymore, and I had the miscarriage, I just decided to go to a sperm bank because I didn't want to go through the rigmarole of finding somebody again.
Yeah, and you've gone after it, you know, harder than anyone. Yeah. Like, you've really, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some lovely guys out there, but then there's also, like, I've got to get them STD tests and semen analysis and genetic testing because I carry a couple things. And so I just didn't, and then I could lose them again, you know? So why go through that again?
Can you freeze their, like, when we have, like, mm-hmm, with our donor, we have.
We've got one vial left.
Yeah, we still have some more sperm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want it?
I mean, you'll have to ask. I'll take it. I liked him. I met him the other day.
He's awesome. He's
So can you do something like that?
I mean, I steal it from you.
You're right. Yeah. Like, you're free.
Can I have a popsicle?
I'm imagining you just at the fertility clinic, like, entrapment or whatever that movie is, where Catherine Jones
there's
goes
lasers. Yes.
And you, like,
that's what I was. I come down for the line from the ceiling.
Yes. Stuck the landing.
Anyway, so I had to go to a sperm bank, and I hate it. I fucking hate it. I don't like the idea that my kid won't be able to know who their parent is until they're 18. And even then, will that guy want to communicate and have any kind of a relationship? Mm-hmm. It's scary, and I feel bad for my kid, but that's how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we know a lot of people who have used sperm banks, and all their kids are so sweet. So, like, I think it's just, like, I think it, however you can make it happen.
Yeah, I think it's all, you know,
it's about you.
Good parents. Yeah.
Right. You wanted a baby so badly that, you know, like, that's how we feel. Like, we wanted a baby so badly, we went through all this stuff in order, like, that kid will be so loved that you won't worry about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a comedy podcast?
Worry about that stuff. Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's not. No laughing.
Okay. I was
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So you guys went with a friend as your donor.
Right.
Was that first choice?
Yeah. Yeah. He's somebody who, like, I knew would be totally cool with me asking. Like, I asked him, like, one-on-one.
It's scary to ask.
Oh, it's so scary. I was shocked by how scary it was.
It's terrifying.
You've done it more than anyone. And it's like, I was so excited to ask him, like, when you and I decided, like, I was so excited and I thought, wow, this is just such a flattering thing to ask. But when he came and met me at lunch, at work, and I was just sitting with him and we like had an hour long, just pleasant lunch. And then right before he was going to, I never found like the courage to do it. God. And I was like, actually, before you leave, I have to ask you something. And I'm never like that with him. Like, I would just ask him anything. We say anything to each other. And I was shaking and I was just kind of like, I forget exactly what I said, but I know I'm getting nervous right now, just like putting myself in that, but I think I said like, as you know, Mo and I dream of starting a family. I'm like talking like something.
You had written it down. Did you write it down?
I practiced it on the way to work. Of course.
You?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I was like, as you know, Mo and I dream of starting a family. And can we have your sperm? I literally
said,
it was
so Disney.
Like, oh, my God. As you know, we've always dreamed starting a family. Like,
wow. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can keep going. Yes. So, and then he was like, we just started hysterically laughing and he gave me a hug and we both kind of like teared up, but we're laughing through it. And, he was like, I have to think about this, of course. And I was like, totally fine. Mm-hmm. And to his credit, he took 4 months to think about it. Wow. And the three of us met up
and really like did his homework.
Did his homework.
Like really made, we wanted him to be sure.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't want him to have any like,
and you were
regrets.
Really close, right? You
really
went to college
close.
Together.
Went to college together.
He wasn't just doing this so he could get work through you.
No, as we've established, I'm successful, and you could imagine that
all the men
throwing their sperm. There are vials outside, I'm sure, of people who don't know yet that we're pregnant. It's like, we told you. He came to us. We met up like every weekend, and just he had like this notebook of questions that he would ask us, and it's a lot simpler in the before stages, like, mm-hmm. You just get the sperm and you make the baby. And with our donor, it was very much like,
yeah, you had to ask the questions about like boundaries of relationship and, mm-hmm. and what if this, what if that?
Oh yeah. And even after even after he said yes, which was so sweet, he came over one day and we were having dinner and afterwards he was like, I made dessert and it was a cake that said, let's make a baby.
I just want to include him in the relationship. I know. That's so great.
Well, they did it the natural way,
Yeah, no, they did it.
They did it. I don't know why I said that. Why did I say that?
It was one time.
That's so sweet, though. And also to make you guys feel like you're not putting him out and that he's lucky to be doing it.
Yeah. And he's very much like involved.
It's exactly what we wanted.
It's like someone
who's not going to overstep. It's like, you two are the parents. You are the parents of this baby. Mm-hmm. But like, I am here to help if you need me. And like, he comes over all the time. He's like another part of the family.
Yeah. Aww. He's like, he really is. And through going through this, we've all gotten so much closer. Like, I mean, I know we've been saying he's my gay best friend, but like Mo considers him a best friend as well.
Yeah. And just best friend. Just, I don't put the gay in front of it.
No.
That doesn't matter. I added that. Yeah. But I only added to, oh God, I can't explain why.
It's fine. No, it was a great segue. It was great. But Sam, you have a gay best friend.
Oh my God. No, I did say that.
It was great.
Yeah, but
I was only saying it in respect to this situation.
Right.
Because.
Mm-hmm. No, because.
Why are you so hard on yourself?
There are times where we have a lot of gay friends, obviously, and a lot of them don't want to have kids, like in comparison to mm-hmm. our straight friends. And so sometimes that can be a plus to have a gay donor who doesn't want to have kids, mm-hmm. but wants to help you.
Mm-hmm. Does he want to have kids?
I don't know.
He doesn't know yet. Yeah. He's at this moment,
He's young like you, Sam.
Yeah. He's younger than Sam. He's even younger than me. Yeah. If you can believe it. If you can imagine a smaller number than my age number.
whatever that is.
I don't know why I'm being coy about it, but there's something sexy about not saying.
I don't want to know.
So where were we? So yeah, he agreed to it. And then as you were saying, like, you have to do genetic testing. He was in the clinic. You know, we went with USC Fertility. He was there, probably at least half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Either collecting or getting blood work done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then did you guys do, what was the process of insemination?
Then we did IUI.
Okay.
And so we did it, and it, honestly, it feels like you're at that clinic every morning. Like, that's how it feels, because you really do have, how often do you go during, like, the cycle?
You
whatever.
Go three times a cycle. You go for the second day. Do you get into like nitty gritty of like this kind of thing?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I put my ultrasound, like my meetings, in the podcast.
Oh great. Okay. Perfect. So on the second day of your period,
hell yeah.
And I loved like these appointments. I felt like human biology in high school. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I feel like I actually know what's going on down there.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, like, it's so funny. You go in the second day and then they look and see your,
the follicles. But what was crazy about that is, like, I didn't want to know anything. I was just like, I'm the vessel. And I don't want to know any of this stuff, 'cause I think it's going to make me sick. And like, just do whatever you need to do. And like, I went in there, and the first time we went there, we didn't know that like it was going to take so long.
Yeah.
And Sam had to leave for work, and she was devastated, and she cried in the car about it. But like, she had to leave for work. So I'm waiting for the doctor in there. And like, they're like, yeah, we're going to give you an ultrasound. And I mean, I truly didn't look anything up. I'm like, all right, but like, put the gel on my stomach.
And then
I like quickly realized that thing is going up my vagina, and you know, and I still have a tampon in too.
Oh my God.
And so I'm just like, I quickly realized, I'm texting Sam right before the doctor comes in. I was like, there is a thing here, and I think it's going to go up me. And I was like, do I take my tampon out? And she's like, yes. And so I flipped it out, and then the doctor came in.
Oh, and God. She made her, like a slow motion, her best basketball shot ever. Oh, she God. Said, just let me make this shot.
You know I was wearing those shorts.
She's so good at basketball. That's why I fell for her.
Yeah.
the shorts, baby.
The sweater, yeah. Saggy shorts.
And then they did that, and I was like, I felt violated, because I was just like, oh my God, this is so intense.
Yeah.
You know, I just had no idea.
And I felt so bad. So I was like, okay, every time that something goes up, you get a present.
Yeah. Oh,
so we...
Upper in, because you upper get pricked in, cause a lot. Blood. Yeah.
Oh,
and so if it went up and in, you know...
Then I got a present.
She was getting a boat.
Yeah. That's my love language.
Like, what level of present? Like a stapler or like a piece of jewelry?
I know you've wanted this.
Should I tell you about the stapler?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm not kidding. A loose sweater.
Oh my God, yeah.
Are you okay? There's a whole cabinet of them. We're not going to open it because, you know, you'll go crazy. Waterfalls. You said it, not me.
I was into sweaters.
Yeah, she was really craving sweaters. So I really think probably 4 Aviator Nation sweaters. Yeah.
And we got the dog.
So that's the bad. That was what. Okay, so our first try, it didn't work, and we were so convinced it would.
Yeah,
we believed it so hard. We did like a baby dance every morning to the song "Christmas Wrapping" by the Waitresses. If you know it,
no,
it was Christmas time, and
and my sisters are, you know, like I said, they got pregnant real easy. So my whole family
yeah,
and so I was like, it's probably already happened before we even end something. Like, it's just already in there.
And so
it was weird. Like the first time you're just like, oh, that's weird. That didn't work. Like, I don't know why.
But I've been told that at the peak of fertility, it's only 20-25%.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? But what do they do in between? Because they tell you like the second time you have a better chance because of...
You don't actually have a better chance. You just have a better
repetition.
It's just the repetition. Your odds of it happening in two times are then double what it was the first time. But I thought the same thing. But and that's what happened. Like, it happened on our second second try. But after the first time, we were sad. And I remember we were like, okay, should we do this cycle again? Should we get right back on the horse? Because we needed to decide the next day because we found out that she wasn't pregnant because she got her period. And as you know, second day, you go
and
in.
And then I got afraid that like it would, that I wouldn't have a career. And so, so then I had to think for a couple of weeks and I was just like, I don't know.
Well, we had to think quicker than a couple of weeks because remember we had to decide the next day. And the next morning I was like, it's okay if you want to like take a month off, reassess, I can do it, whatever. Like, makes you feel good.
You can do it. You would have switched out.
I would have switched out. Can you believe? Yeah. And, or I just felt so bad for her. Yeah. And then she was like, how about this? Let's go to this dog adoption fair after we get the ultrasound. Like, that'll be, because I never wanted a dog. And she knows that. And so she was like, let's go do the ultrasound. And then afterwards, we'll drive to this dog adoption fair. Mm-hmm. And so we went and met Martha, and I was just like, fell in love with Martha, and we got him. And then 10 days later, Mo got pregnant.
Wow. Aww.
So we got the dog to make us like feel better about it. And it was, you know, kind of our like good luck.
So I should get another dog.
You need to
get my dog died.
I
don't want another dog though, guys.
Okay.
At all.
A bird?
No.
A bird.
No, but back to you guys. You were unmedicated.
Yeah, but we did the trigger shots.
Yeah, but that's
you did both stomach. Times.
Yeah. Both times. Yeah.
Okay.
That I backed was a, up on that the second hard.
One. Yeah, that's because you're really. I mean, she was giving me the shot, and it was just the second time was too.
Once.
Yeah, is too.
I did it bad. She took too many seconds. It worked. And I just oh my god. Do it. Oh my god. That was you so flinch. Bad. I was like one. Two, three, and here it is. I like didn't do it on three, and she was just like, "Why isn't it in?" Oh, and then I did it so slow because I was scared. I was trembling, and
Yeah, it's a lot for me.
I'm like a medical chicken. So especially with gynecological things, I think I'm gonna really. And you can't like drug yourself, or can you?
I always ask. I'm like, can you drug me and then just like pull the baby out? And then I guess they used to do that with my grandma and stuff. Is they used to kind of like drug you and
oh
my god!
But you wouldn't remember anything that happened. I was like, sounds great. Mm. Oh, but that second time was fun because I had an all day basketball tournament that day, and so they inseminated, and then we were like, Sam's like. She's going to play basketball for like 8 hours. Is that okay? And then the doctor like thought for a second. She's like, yeah, I guess it's not going to fall out. Like, I guess you're good.
But I was so convinced that it would. I was convinced that like every time that she like did a jumper that it was like falling out. I really like in my mind, I knew it was crazy, but so neither of us expected that it would work the second time. We had like, we were like jaded at that point.
And it wasn't our doctor. Like it was another doctor that was in there. So it just felt like, whatever. Like we'll just try again next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the best way. Mm-hmm. Too bad you can't feel like that intentionally.
Right.
You know, like, you know what I'm going to do this month? I'm not going to care about it at all.
Right.
And then she came upstairs the day before we were supposed to test, and she just put the pregnancy test on the
But then we were like, counter. But oh sometimes gosh. It's false positive. So then we kept saying
it's
like.
It's never a false positive.
Really?
It's false negatives. But if you have that chemical so that's in what your we thought. System, you have. You're pregnant.
Right.
Oh, wow. It doesn't mean it's going to last, but you are technically, chemically pregnant.
That's really interesting. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know.
Because that it's called human chorionic gonadotropin, and it's created by the placenta. So if there's no placenta, you don't have it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Anyway, sorry to brag about my knowledge.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's a lot of syllables.
That was phenomenal. Do you think you could do it again? Or was that a one-time thing?
I can do it. I have done it. I did it this week.
Wow. Okay.
In my episode that came out today. Wow. That's why I did it today.
She went to see you.
Huh?
She went to see you, lest we not forget.
Huh?
Cornell U.
Oh.
Polly doesn't acknowledge callbacks on the podcast. Okay. She got it, but she just doesn't humor it.
Huh? Oh my god. Just imagine you're in an improv scene and you do a callback and your partner just goes, "What?"
You're like, that was going to be the end of the scene.
Oh my gosh. Okay, look, now I have to get to your pregnancy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How is it?
One word.
It's almost
one word.
It's one almost word, over. Near.
How's it been? No. How was the first trimester?
The first trimester.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. First trimester was like real. It was like okay because I always thought that I would be vomiting, but I didn't vomit at all. Mm-hmm. So I was excited about that. But I did get really tired and I got nauseous. Mm. So those were my symptoms.
Yeah.
Slept a lot.
Functional? You were functional though?
Yeah, I was functional. I had a couple days where I was out. Yeah. Like there was a couple days where I just like so could not leave the couch to get like a glass of water. And then second trimester was good, but I still did Conan in first trimester.
Oh, hell yeah.
It might have been the second trimester.
So that's cool. Like, did that come along after you were pregnant?
Yeah, that was, I mean, I want to say I was 3 months pregnant.
I think so. Yeah.
Second trimester, I had a lot more energy.
Oh, I just remembered something.
Mm, yeah.
About, you played basketball until you were 3 months.
Until the day after, like they were like first and trimester.
Sam is shaking her head. She's pissed off.
I was so just scared. I went to every single game and on
her. It was nice to have the support, honestly.
Finally. But every time that Mo fell or anything, or any time that somebody was like, you know, using too hard of elbows, I panicked. And on the last day of your, like at the 3 month mark, that game was on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. The day before you played basketball and I was like, that's it. That's 3 months. And you were like, no, 3 months is tomorrow. And you had like four games. And 3 months was the Saturday.
It was
not.
This was 3 months in a day. My
God. Yes. But I went to every game and I, at one game you fell on your butt and I screamed bloody murder. No.
Well, it was my, it was my fault for accidentally taking a charge. I never take a charge.
You took a charge. Oh no.
And like, I wasn't, I protected myself and then I fell on my ass and I fell fine.
Okay.
And like, you know, the baby's probably a chocolate chip by then, you know, it's like, it's
no, 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 like a fig, much bigger like than a chocolate fig. Chip. Yeah. No.
Oh, a fig's fine in there. Yeah.
Fig, yeah. That was fig. A date. But I screamed no. And then you looked at me on the sidelines and you just went, okay.
Yeah. But everybody looked at her.
And everyone stared at her. Of course they did. I screamed. Yeah. Like, no. I can't do it on the mic because I'll blow out the podcast. But it was like an audition for a horror movie. It sounded like
she was so, she was against that foul. She was like, it seemed like she was very into the game.
Oh my God. And nobody knew you were pregnant or you told people on the team and stuff?
I know. No one knew I was pregnant.
Is this a boy-girl team or a girl-girl
team?
It's
all girls.
But she played with all men that night, two games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I sat on the bench a lot. Yeah. Didn't try.
It's crazy because every time I get inseminated, I'm like, I'm out, guys.
Right.
Like, even if it's just 2 weeks waiting.
Yeah.
Not even, I don't even know if I'm pregnant or not. I'm like, I'm going to sit this out, but I'll watch.
I play
basketball every other 2 weeks.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm the same way. I think mentally I would just be thinking about it the whole time and I would be...
I just don't want to take any risks.
Yeah.
But...
That's good.
Again, you guys are so young.
I think I trusted myself. I mean, I'm not a physical, I actually don't know. So I lie to people when they're like, oh, you can play basketball. And I was like, yeah, my doctor said I could. And I was like, I never asked my doctor. I don't know what the rules are. Cause it is a contact sport. That's so you do have to be careful.
It's like not the running around or
right.
Or,
no, it's the, like, if there is contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and someone was also like, oh, he's drinking LaCroix. Doesn't have like rat poison in it. I was like, my doctor said it was fine. I was like, I don't ask him. Like, it was fine.
Does it?
Does not have rat poison.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't. They just wanted people in LA to click on an article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Was there anything, the carbonation, is that, you can have soda when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, there was one article that scared a lot of LaCroix lovers, but didn't scare us.
How was the first heartbeat? Was that
it was unbelievable. It was at 6 weeks. Yeah, at 6 weeks we first heard it. It was just unbelievable. I really couldn't believe it because I didn't know if we'd be able to hear it then. Mm-hmm. Did you? Like, I feel like we were both surprised by the heartbeat.
Yeah, we were surprised that you hear it that early.
Yeah,
also,
so early.
It is funny, like, in the in the room, I'm very like, I feel like I'm numb or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens where I'm just like, oh yeah, that's great, you know? And I truly have like no emotion.
No emotions. And but that's also Sam because I'm crazy.
Sam has her phone like to the screen and she's like videotaping everything. She has all the emotion for me. And then afterwards I can feel it. But like in the moment I'm like, oh, that's great. There's a heartbeat. But like, there's no like, I always imagine myself like crying and like, you know, but like there truly is like, it happens like that night or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back to pregnancy and the rest of it.
Okay.
Keep going. Mm. I mean, catch me up to
right now.
Well, we
were at second trimester.
Second trimester was great.
Yeah. I had a lot of energy.
Yeah. You went on your book tour.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I forgot about the book. I mean, I have the book. It's yeah. Great. Love the book.
Thanks.
Actually, I should get it signed.
I'll do it. I'll sign it for you.
Okay.
You don't care who signs it, right?
No.
Yeah. Second trimester was great. And then only in the past couple weeks has it become like super duper duper uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So what's uncomfortable now?
So uncomfortable is like, it. I mean, it's so like hard and you just like feel the weight that you're carrying, mm-hmm. you know, and then you can't fucking sleep. I'm like an insomniac. I'm just like drawing and writing in bed at like 3 a.m. and the lights are completely on. Was
one day I woke up and I sleep with an eye mask and a pillow over my head and I need the whir of a fan near me. I'm ridiculous, but I sleep like a baby. I just need those things. And I rose at one point and just was like, oh, let me see how Mo's doing. The lights were fully on. I was like, it was so jarring. And Mo was sitting all the way upright with like 10 different art papers and was just drawing
like a manic.
Oh yeah. Gosh. And it was so terrifying. I was like, what's going on? It looked like you were solving a murder.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm trying to figure out.
I can't describe to you how it was almost like you installed new, stronger light bulbs. It was so bright.
It's so hard to sleep.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
you have to sleep on your side, right?
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
turn in the night or?
Yeah, I go from each side.
But is there one side that's supposed to be better?
It's supposed to be the left side. Uh-huh. But the left side, when I sleep on my left side, it like, I don't know if it's the baby or what, but there's something that just feels like demon-like that is just like punching my side.
No.
So I go to the right.
Do you have one of those body pillows?
Yeah. I've been using it since like week 2.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't wait
That's
to get rid of that
reason
thing.
I
want to
get
God.
Pregnant.
They're on Amazon.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. You can't have that until you're pregnant.
You have to show them the test.
The ultrasound?
Yeah, exactly. And then now it's three weeks
yeah,
left.
Yeah, it finally feels like close enough.
37 weeks right now?
Just about.
What is it? Yeah.
Just about, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And we have a wedding in a week and a half that I'm officiating.
And in Los Olivos or something?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. So we're...
You're good. You're good. You're okay.
It's close enough.
We even
told our doctor and he was like, Santa Barbara's got great hospitals. And I'm like, wow, you're just giving it up to the competition.
Wow.
Like that.
Immediately.
Crazy. He does not need our business, I guess. Wow. We pay all cash to our doctor.
How did you pick a doctor after you went from a fertility clinic? How do you do
that?
Oh,
good question. My best friend delivered through this doctor and just raved about him. So we went and met with him and immediately loved him. He's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Dr. Finke at Cedars. Okay. He rocks.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. We just asked a friend referral.
You truly just like along the way, you'll Google as much as you can, but then you just ask your doctor. Because I'm like... I just found out you have to have like a doctor at the hospital,
pediatrician
come to the hospital and check on the baby 24 hours within the birth. And
wow. And you have to arrange that?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a hospital. Don't you guys have doctors that can check?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Check the baby? But yeah, that's stuff you learn because you're like, I would have never known. And mm-hmm. actually I just Googled that and then I realized we had to do that.
Yeah.
That seems really weird.
It does. It does seem weird that that's not something that they tell you right away. Yeah. Like, by the way, have this ready because she's
booked. There should be a checklist.
Yeah, there should be.
I mean, I know there are all those books, you know, what to expect and all that
but
stuff.
So,
but
they're so, like, big.
Big.
You know?
Why not just have, like, a one- or two-page checklist? Here's all the things you need to know.
Right.
I'll put it on my website.
Oh, that's great. the hockey checklist will go viral. What? Just imagine if that became something that was like referenced everywhere.
The hockey checklist.
Yeah, like Braxton Hicks like contraction.
Aren't you seeing the Wikipedia Hawks page list in your head? The hockey checklist?
Yeah.
And it's like, the movie, the hockey checklist, click here. It's turned into a movie, you see.
Yeah.
No callbacks. Yeah.
And
in the
then,
movie.
No callbacks.
What?
Huh?
What?
What are you guys talking about? Okay, so what's your plan for birth? Do you have one? You're just going like
I was honestly treating it like a game. I was like, whatever.
Going
happens,
in blind.
I'm gonna chain her to the bed and just see how it comes out.
See what happens.
We'll just see.
And live stream it, of course.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, we're just doing like probably epidural.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're chill.
I'm gonna do an epidural.
You like medicine.
I like medicine. We're just gonna go in there, get an epidural, you know? Yeah. Hopefully it's not that bad.
Do you think you'd be the same way, Sam?
I think I would be the same way. Wow. I think I really think I'd do my pregnancy a lot like Mo. Because it's basketball. The only pregnancy I know. I'm going to play hardcore basketball. I haven't done it to this point, but I like, basketball. You know, I'm just going to start and go play it as much and as strong as she does. And
it's the hardest part about being pregnant because I only play basketball. Like, that's the only exercise I ever do. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like going to a gym. Mm-hmm. And so I just have not been able to basically exercise. Yeah. But luckily, we have all these stairs at our house. Mm-hmm. But that is like I can't wait. Like I feel like the girls' season starts just a couple days before my due date. So I'm like, you know, if we go a little bit early, that's cool. Otherwise, like maybe by the third game.
She's like, you put the jersey in the go bag just in case?
Oh my God.
That's most great. Laughing, but like secretly being like, that's actually
yeah.
a good idea.
I'm like, that's not a bad idea. Yeah.
So crazy. Wow. Oh, I love great. It. And God, you guys are so funny.
Aww.
You should do comedy.
What? What? Huh?
What?
No. Should we do introductions now?
Did they not do them?
I didn't say anything about
okay,
you.
Okay, sure.
I don't know anything about you. You write for Henry Danger on Nickelodeon, Sam. Is that correct?
That is so correct.
And you're funny. You're just so funny.
Oh, what else do you do? Let's see. I just wrote the musical episode of Henry Danger, yes. which is an hour long, and it was
their the highest most, rated.
It did very well in the ratings. The kids 6 to 11 loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, it was the most fun thing ever.
And you got to perform in it, too.
I did. I played Corn Lady. I cast myself in it.
So cool. That's awesome.
It was really fun. It was the most, it was definitely the highlight. Weird. Somehow, it's not the highlight of this year. The only thing that could have topped it is
I think you were about to say it's the highlight of the year. And
I
then
was,
you
and
remembered.
I stopped myself because I saw your belly. I was like, "Oh my God, get on the way!" Like, oh but yeah, no, it was great.
Mo, you're a stand-up comedian and an artist and an author. Did
that
I get all that?
Good. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, don't go into too much depth because we're like really like, you know, at the very end of this
we're
podcast.
At the end. We're at the end here.
But
you're
just killing it. What's your book called again?
How to Die Alone.
Would you like our listeners to buy it?
Yeah. It's
our listeners.
$10, I think.
How to Die Alone on Amazon?
It was great because I was going on tour and I was promoting How to Die Alone when I literally couldn't. Like, it was just like had the baby in me. Were you at the book release for LA?
I think I was out of town or something.
You must have been out of town. There's no
otherwise.
It was a very fun,
I would have been, you know, there.
It was a very fun moment because there were like 200 people there, a lot of them strangers, a lot of them not. And my friend Anthony Jocelynik outed me as pregnant on accident to the whole crowd, and
oh
I was four
he,
months
he
pregnant.
Got
I
to
didn't
the show
tell
like,
anybody yet.
Oh my God.
He got to the show a little late, and then when he got up there, he was like, "I'm sure Mo told you she's pregnant." And there was like the sound of the crowd was like this sort of heads were turning towards me. I felt like everyone was looking at me, and nobody was reacting the way he expected. And he kept making these jokes, and then
he was like, then it made sense to him after he got off stage. And I went in the green room after, you know, introducing the next comic, and he was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I thought you were talking about being pregnant. And I was like, I hadn't even told my grandma yet, you know?
Oh my God. There were like
all these strangers. Oh,
did you go on stage and say anything about it or no?
Yeah, you owned it. I don't remember what I said, but it was, I mean, it was such a crazy moment.
You up there just like,
it was a blur.
Yeah. I think I claimed that I was like, I finally got pregnant after I had been drinking all those vials of sperm and realizing that's not how you do it.
I remember frantically texting you from the audience.
Oh yeah.
She didn't get them until after, but I was like, FYI, don't know if you're watching. Anthony just said you're pregnant. People don't know whether to believe it. I would suggest just owning it. I love you.
Oh my God.
Were you watching though? So
funny. Yeah, I was watching. I was like back there and my brother was back there too and my face just turned bright red. And I was
had
like,
you told your
this
brother?
This is so funny. Yeah, my brother knew. But I was like, I mean, I live for moments like that. I'm like, this is so funny.
That's such a dick pic moment.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So many layers.
Huh?
I don't understand.
This is like the new Harold.
Oh my God. I think we invented a new form of improv. Yes.
I love this. If this is the new Harold. This is
oh my God. It's so much more freeing to just say no.
Yeah.
Instead of yes and. Oh my God.
But aren't we saying yes by saying no?
Mm. Oh.
Oh my God. Yes. Is anyone else crying?
Oh, Amanda, do you have any more questions for these lovely ladies?
Well, I just want to say it doesn't seem like getting pregnant stalled your career.
Thank you. I mean, I feel it is a worry I think all of us have, but it's, you know, it'll happen the right way probably.
Not me. My career's got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, baby.
That's why I'm always positive, you know?
You're so great.
Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo.
Can't wait for this Virgo. What?
Oh.
Huh?
None of this is going to make sense to any of my listeners.
No, I know.
But I'm going to like some of them.
Some of them.
We'll listen.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
What if this episode for some reason got such bad press? It was like, episode of Spermcast alienates loyal
crowd. Yeah, with improv with talk.
With anti-prov propaganda.
Extra, extra.
I had another question. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I remember. Let me know if you need anything.
Nice.
Aw. We will.
Can you say that? You said it was a question. Can you say that as a question?
Let me know if you need anything.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
Do you need anything?
Do you need anything? Oh, me?
Yeah, do you need anything?
I'm good.
Okay.
Amanda, need anything?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, guys, thank
you. Needs are being met?
Yeah. Everybody's happy and needs are met.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're all good?
We're done?
I think so.
This is the end of the podcast? Say goodbye.
Huh?
Say something. Goodbye. Say goodbye.
We've said it all. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Easy enough. Goodbye.
Peace and love.
Okay, so you want the update? It's Monday, September 9th, 2 days past the due date, and Mo and Sam's baby is still chilling out inside. Mo and Sam, thank you so much for being on my podcast and making me laugh so much. And Sam, thank you for not beating me up for having a crush on Mo. I mean, can you blame me? She's so good at basketball. Listeners, if you want to see a picture of Mo and Sam and that pregnant belly, go to their Instagrams. Sam is outsmartin and Mo is Momo Welch. And also at Momo Welch on Instagram, you can find Mo's book, How to Die Alone, which you need to get. I mean, it's a great little book. It's a cartoon illustrated by Mo, written by Mo. Fabulous. Hey, and while you're on Instagram, you know, you might as well just follow me at Spermcast. And you should probably follow me at Molly Hockey as well. I love followers. Also, why not follow Amanda at Amanda Fun Buns? And while you're at that, why don't you follow Earios, E-A-R-I-O-S. That's the podcast network that you're listening to me on. Anyway, thank you to my newest Patreon subscribers. I don't know where I left off last, so I'll just start with Brandon Lovall, who raised his pledge. Thank you, Brandon. And then there's Jamie A. Justice, Kristen Singer, Sophie Gerard, Leslie Lane, Maj Anya DeBear, Claire, Caroline Nelson, and Jessica. Thank you so much, all of you. I mean, you all know how much you're helping me, but I just mean it from the bottom of my heart. If I could give you all hugs right now, I would. Okay, so if you haven't already, you gotta subscribe, you gotta rate, and you gotta review. I don't write the rules, I just obey them. Anyway, subscribe, rate, review. It helps. Also, go to my website, spermcastpod.com, and follow me on Facebook and Twitter, too, at Spermcast. Okay, that's it. I love you. Thanks. Goodbye. Oh, I'll give you full details on all the updates next week. But if you want updates sooner, go to patreon.com/spermcast for all the updates in real time. Okay, bye.
He could be bald and bearded, short or tall, funny, smart, love basketball, from gay to straight, black to white, tiny eyes with an underbite, I just need Spermcast.
An Earios production.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.